Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Today is Sunday, July 24th, 2022. Hope you all have a great weekend. I know it's still blistering hot outside. The temperature is again reaching 40 degrees Celsius. Please stay inside or maybe hit the pool if you can. Before we begin the regular program, let's kick off with another language-related trivia question.In last episode, we learned that there are four countries that have more than four official languages, and Singapore is one of them. So, what are the four official languages in Singapore? The answer will be revealed in the end of the program. Now let's begin our regular program. In today's program, let's talk about the social media giant Snap's downfall on last Friday. 今天所有的新闻呢都是有关于 Snapchat 这家公司的。The first piece...is from CNBC. Snap shares dive 39% following poor earnings report. Shares of Snap closed down 39% Friday, a day after the company reported disappointing second quarter results. Snap missed Wall Street expectations on the top and the bottom lines and said it plans to slow hiring. The social media company attributed its results to a challenging economy,slowing demand for its online ad platform, Apple's 2021 iOS update, and a competition from companies like TikTok.
第一则新闻呢来自于 CNBC, 它是说呢在上周五 Snapchat 呢公布了它最近一个 quarter 的财务记录。由于公司在营收和利润方面呢都低于华尔街的预期，所以呢公司股票下跌了 39%。 这篇新闻里呢并没有什么特别难的单词，但是有一个比较好的用法值得注意，这里呢它没有说下跌，而是说 dive, 也就是跳水的意思，这听起来比下跌呢更严重。
The second piece is from TechCrunch. Investors in social media company Snap are reeling its afternoon as the stock has enduring a bit of meltdown following its release of Q2 earnings yesterday. The stock price is down nearly 40% for the day, and at the time of writingas investors rejigger their expectations for the future performance of the stock. After closing below $16.50 yesterday, their stock is now hovering below $10. The stock has dropped nearly 90% of its all-time high of $83.34 in September of last year, erasing tens of billions in market cap value and falling harder than embattled volatile cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin.
第二则新闻呢则是来源于 TechCrunch, 他们也描述了 Snapchat 这家公司在周五大幅下跌的状况，但是呢他们的措辞更激烈一点，这里呢他们用了一个词叫 meltdown, 也就是融化的意思，来描述整个大幅下跌的状况。同时他们告诉读者呢 Snapchat 的股票呢已经从最高点下跌了近 90%, 甚至超过了市场上最近波动非常大的 cryptocurrency。 这篇文章里可能有三个单词需要注意一下，第一个呢是 obliterated,它的意思呢是 destroy utterly, wipe out, 也就是抹杀的意思。第二个单词呢是 reeling, 这里呢用了它的现在进行时。reel 本身的意思呢就是踉跄，这里呢是指跌跌撞撞的意思。第三个单词呢是 jigger, 这里呢在它的前面再加了一个前缀变成了 rejigger, 其实就是再次调整的意思。
The third piece is from Yahoo Finance. Snap is going through a near-death experience, analyst explains. Snap stock crashed on Friday.After a dismal second quarter earnings report and a brutal call is well warranted, one analyst explained to Yahoo Finance. I feel like the company is going through a near-death experience, MKM Partners analyst Robert Kulkarni said on Yahoo Finance Live. It's macroeconomics, Apple, and TikTok, on top of that, consumer concentration. Despite an awful first quarter that did its part,to reset investor growth expectations in the current environment, Snap's latest results were arguably more worrisome.
第三则新闻呢则是来自于 Yahoo Finance, 它是描述了一位市场分析员对 Snap 股票的这样一个反应。他用了一个 near-death experience 的词，意思就是感觉快死了，这足以说明投资人对这家公司表现的失望，因为几乎所有糟糕的情况都碰在一起了。宏观经济状况，苹果公司对 system 的 upgrade,还有就是 TikTok 的竞争，当然最关键的是用户对平台失去了信心。这一则新闻也比较简单，没有什么特别生僻的词，这里面只有一个词 warrant, 这里用了一个过去分词 warranted, 它的意思呢就是应该受到的。
The last piece is from CNN. Why a social media app is dragging the market lower.
An average of 340 million people use Snapchat every day. That's a fraction of the nearly 2 billion daily active users on Facebook, its bigger competitor. But parent company Snap's warning on economy, coupled with its dismal results, is bringing down the market. Hopefulness about earnings season is giving way to anxiety about what comes next. The company posted quarterly net loss of $422 million, compared to $152 million losses in the same quarter last year. As recession concerns grow, Snap is finding it hard to convince digital advertisers to come on board. 最后一篇新闻呢，来自于 CNN， 它解释了为什么 Snap 的这个股票的下跌呢，导致了周五整个市场的下跌。除了公司本身比较差的表现之外呢 ，Snap 的经营状况也反映了整个经济的整体状况。原来市场可能寄希望于比较好的 earnings report， 但是看来呢，现在市场上焦虑多于希望。这则新闻也比较简单，这里面只有两个词需要注意一下。第一个是 dismal， 它的意思呢就是阴暗的，让人失望的。第二个呢是一个短语叫 come on board， 它的意思呢就是参与或者加入，一起合作。All right, that's all for today's news story。你可以在今天的 show notes 里找到这些新闻的摘要，或者呢参考同名公众号里的完整文字版。Last but not least, let me answer the trivia questions I posted at the beginning of the program. What are the four official languages in Singapore?Of course, you know one is English, the other one is Mandarin Chinese. But what about the other two? They are Malay and Tamil. Malay is 马来语， Tamil 呢则是一种印度语。All right, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. 非常感谢你的收听，今天节目就到这里了，我们下期再见。